Let's go, let's pray. 我们一起来祷告，为我们所有的妈妈们来祷告。
Pray for all the moms.
主啊，我们同心来到你的面前。
Lord, we come to you in one accord.
我们为我们中间每一位的母亲献上感恩。
We pray and give thanks for all the moms among us.
主啊，就像有人所说。
Just like people said.
神，您不能够住到每一个家庭里面去。
You cannot live in every household.
虽然我们知道您是无所不在的神。
Even though we know you are omnipresent.
但是您通过妈妈在每一个家庭当中来彰显神的爱。
But through the mom, you show your love in every household.
谁没有母亲？
Who doesn't have a mom?
谁不体会母亲的大爱？
Who never experienced the love of a mother?
为我们中间每一位的妈妈，我们深深的感恩。
We give thanks for every mom among us.
也为生养我们自己的母亲不在我们身边的，我们也献上感恩。
We also give thanks for our own mom, even though they are not close to us.
求主您大大施恩赐福我们的妈妈们。
We pray that you will give abundant blessing to all the mothers.
纪念他们养育儿女的辛劳。
Remember the labor, the hardship they've been through for bring up the children.
纪念他们舍己牺牲的付出。
Remember their selfishness giving for the children.
纪念他们在主面前的祷告和流泪。
Remember their prayer in front of you and all the tears they shed.
主啊，我们也知道您是一切爱的源头，我们最终把荣耀颂赞都归给神。
Lord, we know you are the love, the beginning of love, so we give honor and bless thanks to you.
因为妈妈是您所赐的。
Because all the mothers are your gifts.
我们体会您的大爱。
We experience your great love.
牺牲的爱，舍己的爱。
The sacrificial love.
彰显在我们中间。
Showing in among us.
更是在我们软弱、亏欠、跌倒的时候，主您不离不弃。
Even though we are weak, we fail, but you never left us.
引领我们跟随主走这条属天的道路。
You help us to walk this spiritual road with you.
求主施恩赐福我们的每一位妈妈，祝福我们每一个家庭。
We ask the Lord to give blessings to all the moms and bless all the families.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
阿们。
Amen.
阿们。请妈妈请坐。 Now boys and girls, you are dismissed to your children's Sunday school.
小男生
Thank you very much.
谢谢到你们的教室去了。
我们也谢谢每一位儿童主日学的老师们。
We give thanks to all the teachers in children's Sunday school.
我们知道我们教会今年的主题叫做代代相传。
We know our church theme this year is make disciples through generations.
那这个代代相传呢，实际上是有两个重点。
We are focusing on two areas.
一个是在教会当中我们要代代相传。
One is in the church, we need to make disciples through generations.
来造就忠诚的门徒。
We want to establish the faithful disciples.
这样的门徒也能够把主的恩典慈爱真理继续的传递下去。
This kind of disciples can pass down the love, the truth of the, our Lord in the church.
那么这个代代相传呢，也是一语双关。
But make disciples through generations have two meanings.
我们也要在家庭当中来代代相传。
We also need to do it in our family.
因此从今年从母亲节到父亲节，我们教会主日崇拜的系列正道呢，就叫做家中代代相传。
So from Mother's Day to Father's Day, we'll have family discipleship through generations on Sunday worship.
我们祷告求神的恩典临到每个家庭。
We pray that God's blessing come upon all families.
我们来看这两处的经文。
Let's read these two Bible verse.
在提摩太后书二章第二节，这里是我们教会今年的正式的主题经文。
So here's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. This is the official verse for our church this year.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
那么我们还有一些经文在诗篇145篇第四节。
There's another verse on Psalm 145, verse 4.
啊，这一节啊，说这代要对那代颂赞你的作为。
It says, one generation shall praise your works to another.
代代相传。
Will make disciples pass through generations.
也要传扬你的大能。
And shall declare your mighty acts.
啊，这里特别是对以色列人在家庭当中，在家族的里面。我们来传承这样一份的信仰。
Especially among the Israelites, they are passing down the discipleship through the family.
所以今年我们从父亲节到母亲节啊，这个家中代代相传这个系列的正道呢，有这六个方面。
So from Mother's Day to Father's Day, our sermon has these six areas.
今天我们要讲母亲的呼召。
Today we are going to talk about mother's calling.
那么下个礼拜我们会看一个敬虔的婚姻是对后代的祝福。
So next week is godly marriage is a blessing for generations.
我们会看家庭当中属灵品格的建造。
Then spiritual character building in the family.
我们会思想家庭中的圣经世界观。
We also will think about biblical worldview in the family.
我们也要一起来学习什么样是一个宣教的家庭。
We're also going to learn what is a mission-minded family.
到父亲节的时候，我们来思想父亲的呼召。
When it's Father's Day, we'll think about Father's calling in Christian parenting.
好了，下面呢，我们开始这个正道内容的本身。
So we're going to focus on our sermon today.
有时候讲一篇道有好多个点啊，常常是三点，有的时候四点、五点、六点、七点都有。
Sometimes sermon have many points.
今天呢，我们讲到只有一点。
But today our sermon only have one point.
啊，因为今天是母亲节。
Because today is Mother's Day.
我们不要讲的太长。
We're not going to have a long sermon.
所以我们只有一点。
So we have only one point.
这一点呢，就是我们的题目，做母亲的呼召。我们就来思想这个。
And the one point is the calling of being a mother.
好，那我们说到这个这个做母亲的呼召啊，这个英文呢？关于工作有很多不同的词啊。
So we talk about the calling of being a mother. In English, for the word work, it has many different vocabularies to describe it.
我先问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
做妈妈是不是一份工作
？Is being a mother a job?
有人在点头。
Somebody is nodding.
是一份工作。
It is a
而且就像有人所说的是一份很伟大很神圣的工作。
And like someone said, it's a very great and very spiritual work.
那么在这个世界上面有各种各样的职业。
There are so many different job works on this world.
我给大家来看一下。
Let me show you.
比如说如果一个人他的职业是律师我们就叫他是什么职业律师是不是
?If a person's job is a lawyer, we call him professional lawyer.
如果他的职业就是一份医生每天给人看病开药做手术等等那他是什么职业的医师是不是
?If a person is a doctor, he sees patients every day, so we call him professional doctor.
那同样一位护士呢我们叫他是职业护士。
So a nurse, we call her a professional nurse.
好，教师。
How about teacher?
啊，职业教师。
Professional teacher.
好，那么经理啊，这个实际上是现在国内很流行一个词啊，叫职业经理人。
Manager, we call them professional manager.
啊，好，你说我是做电工。
If I'm an electrician.
啊，叫什么？职业电工
professional electrician
家里面有时候这个线路啊，这个哦，别人不能动的，要请专门受过训练的。
So if we have malfunctioning our electrical system, we need to find a professional electrician in our home.
圣经当中常常用军人、精兵来形容我们基督徒。
In the Bible, we often see people describe Christians as soldiers.
啊，我自己个人对军人有一份特别的敬重。
Myself, very special respect, pay special respect to soldiers.
所以我们看到说这个人是职业什么军人。
So we see this person is professional soldiers.
好了，那么下面有一个词。
We have another term.
大家有听过职业母亲吧？
Anybody heard working mother?
这个英文已经出来了。职业母亲的英文你知道是什么？
What's the term in English for 职业母亲？
他就不再说 professional mother， 他说是 working mother。
他不再叫职业母亲，而是叫工作的母亲。
在中文当中，这个职业母亲这边指的是在职场上有一份工作，同时又是妈妈的，这个叫职业母亲。
So in Chinese, working mother is means that you have a job in the in the society that you are a working mother.
在今天的教会当中，社会里面有许多的妈妈，不单是在家里面是贤妻良母，而且在社会上还有一份工作，一份全职的工作。
In this society nowadays, a lot of people, even in church, the mom is a very, very good mother in the family, but she also has a job in the society.
非常的辛苦，极其的不容易。
Work very hard, very labor intensive.
我的妈妈是一个医生。
My mother is a doctor.
这几年的疫情。
In the time of the COVID epidemic,
我都一直没有办法回国去看望我的妈妈。
I couldn't go home to visit her.
当然，每个礼拜一定我们都要通视频。
But every week we have FaceTime.
啊，向父母问安啊，跟他们聊一聊。
I greet them and talk to them.
我就记得我的小的时候。
I remember when I was little.
啊，我的妈妈很早就要起来去赶班车，然后再倒这个公共汽车再倒电车，因为她上班的地方离家里很远。
She has to get up very early to go to the bus stop and then change to different train or something to get to her work because her workplace is very far away from our home.
我小的时候很小，我妈妈就一路要抱着我，然后呢要把我早晨送到这个他们单位的幼儿园。
So my mom has to hold me all the way and send me to the childcare place in her unit.
我爸爸单位就我们住单位宿舍旁边就有一个幼儿园。
My father's work is very close to our home. There's a daycare.
但是我妈妈觉得她自己单位的医院这个幼儿园更好一些。
But my mom thinks that daycare at her workplace is much better.
可以把我拖在这个幼儿园里面叫全托，就晚上也都住在那里，周末才接回来，也可以这样子。
So that my mom's unit daycare, you can leave the child there for all the weekdays and then take the child home on weekends.
但是我父母舍不得。
But my parents didn't want to do that.
所以有一段时间我也曾经住过全托。
So I for a time I was staying in the daycare for the weekdays.
你知道这每一天对一个妈妈挤那个公共汽车是非常的辛苦，很不容易，还抱着一个孩子。
You know, it's really hard for my mom to rush for the bus and still holding me in her arm.
一位职业母亲在职场上工作的母亲要付出双倍的辛劳。
A working mother is working twice as hard as a regular mom.
但我们这里看到这个职业母亲好像没有把这个母亲本身看作是一份工作。
But when we talk about working mom, we do not think the mom as a mom is a job.
我们在这里要郑重宣告，就像有人所讲的，其实做母亲本身就是一份最伟大的职业。
So we want to emphasize that, like someone said, motherhood is the greatest work.
而且不单如此。
Not only this,
有人真的做过计算。
Some people actually calculated.
你说我没有在这世上做一份的职业。
Even though I don't have a job on in the society.
好像我只是家里面的一个家庭主妇。
I was just a stay-home mom.
啊，一个 full-time mom.
I was full-time mom.
我不能够体现我的价值。
I cannot realize my meaning of a life.
完全不是这样子的。
It's not so.
我们中间也有许多全职的母亲。
We have a lot of full-time mom.
有人做过计算，一个全职的妈妈每天在家里面，他们付出的时间、辛劳、工作。
A person calculated that for a full-time mom, every day they do a lot of work at home and time and energy put in.
如果你去花钱请人来做这份的工作
，If you pay somebody to do the same amount of work,
二十年以前就是14万美元一年，您知道吗
？20 years ago, it will cost you $140,000 a year.
现在至少 double.
Right now, it should be double that.
啊，所以这个爸爸们啊，先生们啊
，So fathers.And husbands,
你可不要千万不要轻看太太在家里面做这个家务啊，这个照顾孩子啊，所有这些的工作啊，开着车接送孩子这些的工作。
Don't look down on the jobs, the works that your wife did at home, that cleaning, cooking, and transportation for your kids.
我告诉你，我们大部分的这个先生做父亲的，大概你花钱你都请不起。
I'm telling you, probably you cannot afford to hire somebody like that.
好，那我们说到工作呢
？When we talk about work,
英文里面有很多不同的单词。
There are many different words describing work.
啊，你看啊，有 labor, work, job, task, craft, business, employ, 这个 position, walk of life, trade, practice, occupation, career, profession, vocation, 很多很多的词。
有很多不同的词都是讲做事。
啊，那这个每个词呢，实际上它里面的含义是有点不同的。
But every word has a little bit different meaning.
啊，我们很快跟大家看一看。
Let's take a look.
啊，这个 labor 啊，一般呢是指的是体力劳作，劳动。
Labor means physical work. You do physical job.
啊，那这个 work 呢是指的是工作或者是任务，就是付钱的或者不付钱的都可以说是 work.
Work means a job, a mission is could be paid unpaid.
那个 job 呢特别指的是一份工作，一般是付钱的工作。
A job usually means an occupation and usually is paid.
但当然了，我们有时候别人做那个什么，我们给他一个鼓励，说 "good job"， 这个不一定是付钱的，这个口语也是可以。
But sometimes when people did a good thing, we say "good job." It's probably not paid, but that's our common way of saying.
但一般比较正式一点，比如我们 job market 这个地方特别是指的是一份有薪水的工作。
But here, the job means a paid work.
那这个 task 呢，也是工作，它是指的工作上面的一项任务。
Task usually means a commitment, a mission that you need to accomplish.
这个 trade 指的是一个行业。
A trade usually means you need to buy or sell.
没关系，其实这部分呢，英文比较清楚，我们就给有个中文的翻译，也可以啊。这 craft 英文大家都知道有这个什么意思，中文呢，它就指的用手艺、技艺这个工作。然后这个 practice 呢，是指的是我的业务、我职业这个执照的职position 呢，指的是一个职位然后这个 occupation 呢，一般也是职业，但这个 occupation 和 occupy 是同一个字根，是指我在这站这么一个，就站这个位置这个 occupation 我就干这事儿career 呢，一般是指的是事业我们说的英文事业，你不断的进步上升有发展空间。还有呢 profession profession 一般是指的经过教育训练的专职工作这个白领的工作，百多年以前呢，说什么是 profession 只有三种医生、律师、神职人员，这个一般被认为是 profession。
So profession usually means you need to get education or training to do this job, and it's usually is white collar work. And 100 years ago, only three kind of profession is doctor, lawyer, and clergy.
那好，我们看完所有这个词的时候呢，我们要知道还有一个词。
After all this, we need to look at another word.
这个词叫做 vocation.
And it's vocation.
其实我们讲到基督徒在职场上面的这个呼召的时候，有讲过这个词。
We talk about the calling for Christian calling in the world job market. We talk about this word.
这个 vocation 呢，从拉丁文来的。今天英文当中我们说这个 VOC 这个 vocal 好多我们知道这个是一个 call， 是一个声音。拉丁文本来是一个呼召。
Vocation is from a Latin word. The root word is vocal. Vocal.
Yeah. 所以呢，这是指的是什么呢 ？Vocation 讲到职业，它是有一点不同的，它是从上面来的一个呼召。
So vocation is talking about a calling from above.
那我们基督徒不管做什么工作
，So for our Christians, no matter what kind of work we are doing,
就是不管是有没有钱赚
，Doesn't matter we are getting paid or not.
我们要清楚，我做的这份工作，那是从上面神来的呼召。
We have to clearly understand that if it's a calling from God,
那么它就是一份极其荣耀的工作。
Then it's an extremely glorious job.
我们不管在什么位置上面，我们也都同有神的呼召。
Doesn't matter what position we are, we all have the same calling from God.
今天我们不管做什么，或吃或喝，都是为荣耀神而行。
Today doesn't matter what we are doing, either eat.Or drink will give glory to God.
刚才我们讲到，我们一起来庆祝纪念母亲节。
We celebrate the Mother's Day today.
感谢我们中间每一位的妈妈。
We give thanks for all the moms among us.
但是，最终我们感恩的对象是谁
？But the ultimate thanks we are giving thanks to whom?
是我们的主，我们的神。
It's our Lord, our God.
妈妈是神赐给的。
Other moms are a gift from God.
妈妈的爱是来自神的。
The love from mom, ultimately is from God.
你是彰显神的爱。
They are showing God's love.
因为我们知道，在世间，人间的爱，如果有一种是比较接近。神的爱的，那可以说就是母爱了。
So in this world, if we can say some kind of love is closer, more close to God's love, and that's mother's love.
是全然的爱，是无私的爱。
It's a complete love. It's selfish love.
舍己不求回报。
It's self-sacrifice and did not ask for any return.
我们通过看到妈妈这样的爱，我们能够把。感谢颂赞归给神，让神得荣耀。
When we see the kind of love that mother gave us, we want to give thanks to God and give glory to God.
那今天我们每一位的妈妈
，And today every mom here，
在这点是相通的。当父亲节我们讲到爸爸的时候，也是一样。
We are all the same on this point, and on Father's Day we have the same point.
我们为父为母的
，We as mom and father，
我们所做的一切最终。是为了荣耀神。
Everything we did, ultimately, we want to give glory to God.
我们来看这样一份的呼召。
Let's see this great calling.
在圣经创世纪一章二十七到二十八节。
In Genesis chapter 1:27-28.
那这一节呢，我做个人见证的时候，常常会去引用。
I usually use this verse when I give my personal testimony.
因为有的弟兄姊妹知道，我在去读神学院之前呢，有学过几个不同的专业。
Brothers and sisters know I have different majors before I become a student in seminaries.
那读神学之前，我最后一个专业就叫环境管理。
The last profession I had is environmental management.
那时候刚刚信主，然后读圣经。
I just became a believer, and when I read the Bible.
读到这段经文的时候，哇一下，突然就有这么一个看见。
When I read this verse, it's like a light bulb came on.
神对人说，对我们的这个老祖宗说，说这个你要管理海里鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的活物。
God said to our ancestors, said you are going to manage all the life.Birds, fish in on the earth.
我说，哎，这不就是环境管理吗？这是我的专业。
I was saying to myself, hey, this is environmental management.
原来我这个专业挺不错，这是神给人的第一份的工作。
My occupation is really good. It's the first job that God gives to human.
不，严格来讲呢。
But strictly speaking,
在这句话之前还有一句。
But before this verse, there's another one.
所以呢，大概环境管理还不是人给神给人的第一份工作。
So the environmental management may not be the first job that God gives to man.
神给人的第一份工作是什么
？What's the first job God gives to man?
要 生养众多。
It is be fruitful and multiply.
我要为父为母。
We need to be father and mothers.
这样我们才能够遍满地面去治理这地，才能够去管理这一切。
Then we can fill the earth and subdue it.
所以，妈妈们。
So mothers.
母亲是一个荣耀的呼召，神圣的呼召。
So being a mother is a greatest calling and holy calling.
从上面来的，来自我们的主，来自我们的神。
It's from above. It's came from our Lord, our God.
那我们做儿女的
，So for our being children,
我们也要知道我们在圣经当中所领受的这样一个责任。
So we need to know what the Bible teaches us. What's our responsibility?
就是神给我们为父为母的有呼召有吩咐。
If God gave mothers and fathers calling and responsibilities,
那让我们做儿女的也要去遵从顺服父母的养育。
So as children, we need to follow parents' teaching.
养育养育，绝不是单单只是养，给他东西吃就完了。
Raise and teaching, so it's not only feed the kids.
而且要教育。
You need to teach the kids.
箴言一章七到十节。
Proverbs 1:7-10.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother.
因为这要做你头上的华冠，你项上的金链。
For they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck.
我儿，恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。
My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent.
但今天有的时候
，in this time and day and time，
做儿女的
，being children，
不听父母的管教，
don't listen to the parents，
啊，觉得父母总是在里 nagging，
we always think that our parents are nagging，
这个跟爸爸妈妈说 don't preach to me，
sometimes we tell the father， 不要跟我讲道。
跑到教堂里面听牧师这个 preach to me，
and then we come to the church and 听牧师讲道。
回到家里面，爸爸妈妈还不断的对我这个讲道。
And we go home, the parents keep on preaching to us.
可是外面的人
，but outside，
甚至我们有的时候不加分辨的那些朋友、学校里的同学等等。
Sometimes in the school, your schoolmates or in society.
他们讲一话，我们听这个，完全就听从了，就跟听到心里去跟着做。
We always follow what they say.
我为什么知道
？How do I know？
因为我以前是这样子。
Because I have two kids.
我以前就是这样子。
Because I was like that.
我在做一个 teenager 的时候。
I was a teenager.
我就是这样子。
I was like that.
爸爸妈妈总是在那里唠叨啊，这些讲啊。
My parents are always preaching to me.
在那管我呀。
They instruct me things to do and not to do.
我就不愿意去听。
I don't want to listen.
老师讲，心里也看不起。
And I look down upon those teachings.
你们不理解我们年轻人。
They don't understand our young people.
总是说个不停。
They keep on talking.
你们讲的很多东西都过时的了。
But it's all past the time we have.
你不理解我们内心当中我们的这个需求。
You don't understand wanting the necessity in our heart.
然后就跟我的那些狐这个狐朋狗友，有些也确实狐朋狗友。
So I hang around with my friends, bad friends.
Yeah, some of them are really bad. 那然后呢，就受些朋友的影响。
And I influenced by all my friends.
对朋友所讲的言听计从。
So whatever my friends said, I follow.
为了赢得朋友们的接纳。
Because I want to be accepted by them.
想去跟他们认同。
I want to be
identify
with them.
所以那时候，什么抽烟、喝酒、年纪轻轻啊，打麻将。
So at that time, like smoking, play 麻将, drinking.
很颓废的一段时间。
It was very 颓废。 was very not good.
Yeah, 特别是到这个大学的头两年。
Especially the first 2 years of the college.
啊，但现在我回想起来。
Now I think back.
你知道我是特别特别的感谢我的爸爸我的妈妈。
Now I really give thanks to my parents.
啊，他们苦口婆心在那里劝我。
They continually try to advise me.
严严的管教我。
They try to discipline me.
啊，让我没有偏得太远。
So that I don't go too far away from the right path.
虽然我内心当中不喜欢，
even though I don't like it in my heart.
但是他们的那些教育讲的那些道理存在我心里面了。
But whatever they taught is in my heart.
虽然是后来我的爸爸妈妈才信主，
even though my parents became a Christian later on.
但是我感谢我的主我的神。
But I give thanks to my Lord my God.
在我小的时候，有不但养我，而且教育我的爹妈。
When I was little, my parents not only raised me, they also taught me and instruct me.
今天我们读的这段经文
，The verse we read today，
这里面讲到一位年轻人。
We talk about a young person.
提摩太
，Timothy。
我们大家都听过提摩太这个名字。
We all heard the name Timothy.
今天我想我们大家在座的大部分人每个人都认识这个 Tim， 至少一个 Tim， 对不对？
I think everybody know Tim.
这是一个很多人很喜欢用的名字。
Everybody like the name Tim.
那圣经里面提摩太呢，他的身世大概是这样子。
So the background of Timothy.
他生长在小亚细亚的路斯德这个地方。
He was born and raised in Lystra at Asia Minor.
那他的这个父母呢是这个 cross-cultural marriage。
His parents are cross-culture.
就像今天我们教会里面也有这个 cross-cultural marriage.
就像 today in our church we have
跨文化的婚姻。他的爸爸呢是希腊人。
His father is a Greek.
他的妈妈是犹太人。
His mother is Jewish.
然后使徒保罗呢第二次宣教来到路斯德的时候，人家才把这个提摩太介绍给他。
So on the Paul's second missionary journey, people introduce Timothy to Paul.
那保罗第一次宣教旅程就来到过路斯德。
But on the Paul's first missionary journey, he came to Lystra.
那么根据教会历史上的这样一个至少我们说一种传说吧，我这样讲的比较的谨慎一点。
According to church history.
那么使徒保罗在第一次宣教旅程就带提摩太的外祖母和母亲信主。
So during his Paul's first mission journey, he led Timothy's grandmother and his mother to the Lord.
虽然他的爸爸不信主，他的爸爸是一个希腊人。
Even though his father is not a believer.
但是提摩太在母亲可能还有外祖母的这个教导影响之下，他的属灵的生命就茁壮的成长。
But Timothy's spiritual life grew strong under the education and influence of his mom and grandma.
因此保罗第二次宣教旅程又来到路斯德的时候，那众人就跟他推荐说这位年轻人提摩太很棒。
So on Paul's second missionary journey, when he came again to Lystra, people introduced Timothy to Paul, say it's such a great young man.
后来保罗就带着提摩太跟他一起在各处宣教服事主传福音。
So Paul took Timothy with him to go to different places to spread the gospel and
那后来保罗又把提摩太留在以弗所，按立他为以弗所教会的监督。
And Paul left Timothy at Ephesus, ordained Paul as the bishop of Ephesus.
那么我们所读的提摩太前书、提摩太后书，就是使徒保罗写给在当时在以弗所服事主的这个年轻的提摩太。
So Timothy, first and second Timothy is Paul wrote to Timothy, who is serving at Ephesus.
而且保罗对提摩太是非常有感情。
And Paul is very affectionate towards Timothy.
保罗自己他没有结过婚啊，一般大家教会历史上都相信他没有结过婚，也没有自己肉身的孩子。
Paul never was never married and never had his own biological kids.
但是呢， 他对提摩太视如己出。
But Paul looked at Timothy as his own son.
啊，他就是说，跟提摩太说，你是在主里面做我真儿子的。
Paul said, "You are my true son in Christ."
那提摩太有这样一位伟大的属灵的父亲来带领他。
So, Timothy has a very, a great spiritual father to lead him.
引导他跟随主，好好的服侍神。
So lead him to follow God and serve God.
但是他有这位的属灵父亲之前呢，他首先先有一位伟大的母亲。
But before he had this great spiritual father, he had a great spiritual mom.
当然还有一位伟大的外祖母。
And a great grandmother.
啊，今天在教会里面。
So today in our church.
我们有的婚姻夫妻是夫妻两个人已经都信主的。
Some couples are both Christians.
那么也有的夫妻呢是婚姻当中只有一方信主，另一方还没信主的。
Some couples is one of them is a believer.
而我们看到提摩太的母亲的这个例子
，When we see the example of Timothy,
给我们一个极大的鼓励。
They give us very great encouragement.
在家里面，哪怕只有一方信主。
In our home, even though it's one parent is believer.
那么今天在华人教会当中，只有一方信主呢，大部分是太太信主。
In our Chinese church in North America, if only one person is believer, usually it's the wife.
也有一部分是先生信主，太太还没有信主。
The small portion is the husband is believer, but the wife is not.
不管怎么样，我们都不要气馁。
Doesn't matter what, do not be Do not lose faith.
神垂听一位敬虔的配偶的祷告。
God listened to a faithful spouse.
而我们作为婚姻当中这个信主的这一方。
When we are the one that, who is the believer in the family.
我们可以活出神美好的一个生命和见证来。
We need to live out a good example from the word Christian.
你知道我们做这个就一方信主一方不信主的婚姻辅导的时候，有时候可有意思了。
When we talk to people, the couple, only one is believer.
比如说这个丈夫还不信。
For example, the husband is not a believer.
然后呢，夫妻俩一吵架，然后就找牧师。
When they fight, verbally fight, they come to find a pastor.
啊，然后这个丈夫就抱怨。
Then the husband complains.
你知道这个丈夫怎么抱怨吗
？Do you know how the husband complains?
牧师啊。
Pastor,
我这个太太还是基督徒呢。
My wife says she's a Christian.
但对我们这个基督徒，她还挺有要求的。
So he has high requirement for as a Christian.
那我说，你知道做基督徒的有好行为。
You know the Christians need to good behavior.
那你也来信呢。
Then you come and believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，那当然，我们每个人我们都有不完全。
Of course, we are not a perfect human.
啊。但是我们靠主的恩典
But, with the grace from God,
我们在我们的婚姻当中在我们的家庭里面我们真实的活出来活出一个越来越像主的生命
In our marriage, in our family, we live out a life that more and more like our Jesus Christ, our Lord
提摩太只有妈妈信主爸爸不信主
For Timothy, his mom is a Christian, but his father is not
但是他的妈妈把这个信仰对主的敬虔传递给了自己的儿子。
But his mom, he passed on his faith and religious reverence to his son Timothy.
我们来看这段圣经的记载。
Let's look at the Bible verse.
啊，时间关系，我们就不整个去读，大家都也比较熟悉。
We're not going to read the whole thing.
啊，那我们这里就看到这个提摩太是信主犹太妇人的儿子。
We know that Timothy is the son of a believer, Jewish believer.
那当地教会弟兄姊妹呢，就称赞这位年轻的提摩太。
And local people give high regards to Timothy.
那保罗就带着提摩太，让提摩太成为了他的一位同工。
So Paul took Timothy as his co-worker.
也成为他在主里面的这个真儿子。
And become his true spiritual son.
那他们一起服侍，就很有美好的果效。
They work together, co-work together, and has very good results.
好，那刚才我们所看到这段的经文。
And、that's the verse we just read.
啊，那我们看到保罗在给他的亲爱的儿子提摩太的这样一个问候当中。
And we see when Paul gave his son Timothy greetings.
能够体会到他这样一个为父的心肠，我切切的想念你。
We can see the father's heart in this letter.
啊，那么也纪念到提摩太的眼泪。
And remembered the tear of Timothy.
提摩太在服侍主的时候，实际上是经历了很多的艰难。
Timothy, when he was serving the Lord, he experienced a lot of hardship.
啊，我也是做牧师的。
I'm a pastor.
啊，我读到这个地方，我就特别的体会。
When I read here, I can I know the feeling.
做传道人是一份非常不容易的工作。
It's very hard to be a preacher or a pastor.
那使徒保罗怎能不知道
？And Paul must know this.
因为他在服侍主的时候，是圣经的记载，他看到很多很多人的抵挡、毁谤、攻击。
There's a lot of places talking about people against Paul, attacked him, and say bad things about him.
所以当我们去读提摩太前书、提摩太后书的时候
，So when we read the First and Second Timothy,
啊，我们都能够看到使徒保罗对自己真儿子的这一份的关怀、这个关爱。
We can see the love Paul had for his true spiritual son Timothy.
那么保罗呢，在这个地方对提摩太的勉励当中，还有一句话。
So there's a sentence that Paul gives to Timothy to encourage him.
他鼓励提摩太，他说：“我们这一份的信仰是这样代代传递下来的。”
So our faith will be passed down through generations.
如果你去看以色列人的先祖
，If you see the patriarch of Israel.
为着持守对神的这个信仰和尊崇
，because they want to hold on to the faith and obedience to God，
哪个不是经历许多的艰难
？Every one of them experience a lot of hardship。
保罗说：“我接续祖先用清洁的灵心所侍奉的神。”
Paul say, Pastor Jesus Christ，
这个接续祖先啊、，as my。Whom I serve with a pure
conscience, as my forefathers did.
Yeah, 那这是从他的属灵的爸爸那边这样的代代传承。
So this is from Timothy's spiritual father passed down through generations.
然后后面呢，这段经文继续讲。
So the verse continue to say.
提摩太从母亲那边的这个传承。
So generation passed on generation through Timothy's mom.
保罗说：“我想到你心里的无伪之信，非常真实的那种信。”
I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you.
啊，先是在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲尤尼基心里的。
Dwell first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice.
我深信也在你的心里。
And I'm persuaded it is in you also.
为此，我提醒你，使你将神借我。按手所给你的恩赐，再如何眺望起来
？So, therefore, I remember to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
鼓励提摩太，当遇到艰难、软弱的时候
，He encouraged Timothy when he faced a trial and hardship.
想到这一份代代传承下来的美好的信仰
，Think about the faith passed down through generations. The beautiful faith.
知道我们的神是信实的。
Know that our God is faithful God.
啊，那他的外祖母呢，叫做罗伊。
His grandmother called Lois. Lois.
啊，这个罗伊啊，是希腊文的一个名字。
Lois is a Greek name.
啊，是什么意思呢 ？Superior, most beautiful, 最美丽的啊，或者也有可以翻译成是一个有名的勇士。
Superior is.
这个就不用翻译啊，我们就只有英文，所以就我讲中文就可以了啊。这是他外祖母的名字 ，Lois。
That's Lois's grandmother's name。
啊，那我有遇到有叫这个名字的这个姐妹。
I know somebody, a sister that his name is her name is Lois。
然后他的妈妈的名字呢叫做 Eunice。
His mother's name is Eunice。
哎，今年呢，这个一月第一次这个主日讲到。
The first Sunday sermon.
啊，我们讲到代代相传，我们的主题。
So when we talk about family discipleship through generations, it's our theme.
那我是在德恩堂讲的这篇段。
I give the sermon in Durham.
但是因为是我们的主题经文嘛，所以正好也讲到提摩太后书二章这段的经文。
Because it's our theme verse, and if we talk about 2 Timothy, the same passage.
但是正好我也提了一句，就是提摩太的妈妈叫 Eunice。
And I also mentioned that Timothy's mom, her name is Eunice.
我说这是一个非常美的名字。
It's a very beautiful name.
啊，然后我们本堂那边正好有一对夫妻，这个太太怀孕怀老二。
And in Durand, we have a couple. They have the wife is pregnant with the second
baby.
是个女儿。It's a girl.
她回来就跟我说，牧师啊，我们觉得这个名字好美，我们要给我们女儿起名叫 Eunice。
So they came back and told me, Pastor, we think this is a beautiful name. We're going to name our baby Eunice.
我说太好了，这个名字，这个希腊文的意义很漂亮的。
I told them it's great. The name is really beautiful name.
昨天 Eunice 出生了。
Yesterday Eunice was born.
哎，这是一个非常美好的母亲节的礼物。
So it's such a good Mother's Day gift.
我要再告诉他们，我说明天在母亲节，不管我们凯瑞堂、德恩堂，我们都会讲 Eunice.
So I told them that doesn't matter. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Doesn't matter in during Carrie, we'll talk about Eunice.
啊，提摩太的妈妈有尼基，虽然圣经对她描述不多。
So Timothy's mom, Eunice, even though the Bible did not talk too much about her,
但是能感到她是一位非常爱主的一个姐妹。
But we can feel that she's a very devoted and loved Lord very much.
我们可以想象到她自己信主，她的先生是一个希腊文化拜各种各样偶像的人。
We can imagine that she's a devoted Christian, but her husband is a Greek and worship all kinds of gods.
这种信仰大概是不太喜欢的。
但the husband probably doesn't like her faith.
但是这一位的姐妹。
But this sister.
她立志不单是自己坚定的信靠神，而且我一定要把我的孩子带到主的面前，带到教会。
Not only she persisted in her faith, she also want to bring her son Timothy to the Lord, to the church.
让他的儿子远离世俗，远离异教的影响。
So, so Timothy can be far away from other religions and from the world.
而且 Eunice 真的靠主的恩典，她做成了。
And Eunice, thank God because she relied on God, she did it.
这个 Eunice 呢，她也是一个希腊的名字。
Eunice is also a Greek name.
哎，虽然她是犹太的妇女，但是他们当时住在这个小亚细亚，实际上已经生活很多方面都相当，语言都相当的希腊化。
Even though Eunice is a Jewish woman, but because they live in Asia Minor, they are culturally very mixed up with Greek.
文化是这样，信仰上完全没有。
But culturally they mixed up, but in their belief, in their faith, they did not mix up with Greek.
啊，所以这个 EU 啊 ，EU 啊，实际上就是好的意思。
EU means good.
哎，那么这个 nice 呢？像今天英文这个 nice 啊，不要完全带过去。今天 nice 是美好啊。
Nice means beautiful today.
在希腊文当中，这个 nice 就是今天啊，你知道这个那个年轻人穿那个 sneaker 有那个耐克一个对勾的那个，就是那个 Nike， Nike 那个 sneaker 啊，那这个是什么意思呢？这是胜利的意思。
Nice, actually means victory, just like the Nike shoe that Nike means victory.
So Eunice 就是美好的胜利。
So Eunice means wonderful victory.
啊，那这位母亲靠主的恩典，她真的得胜了。
So this mom, Timothy's mom, rely on God's grace, and she victorious. She is victorious.
她的儿子被完全带到主的面前来。
Her son was brought to God completely.
那这个 Timothy 呢，也是一个希腊的名字。
Timothy is also a Greek name.
啊，是指的是神的荣耀或者荣耀神的意思。
It means God's honor or honoring God.
本来在希腊文化当中，他们指神的荣耀是希腊文化那个多神教啊，去 honor 他们的神。
So originally, Timothy means to in Greek meaning to honor Greek god, many gods.
但是对于我们基督徒来讲，我们所荣耀的乃是独一的真神。
For our Christians, we honor the one true God.
这是多么美好的传承与得胜。
It's such a wonderful passed down generations and victorious.
让我们的主，我们的神得着荣耀。
And give glory to our God.
教会历史上有许许多多这样敬虔的母亲。
In church history, there are so many devoted mothers.
他们持守做母亲的这样一份的呼召。
They keep the calling from God to be a mom.
让自己的孩子得到祝福，甚至让后世世代代都因这样的一份敬虔能够得到祝福。
Not only their faithfulness bring blessing to their kids, but through generations, people get a blessing from this kind of faith.
这一位母亲叫 Susanna.
There's a mother called Susanna.
Last name is Wesley.
她的姓叫 Wesley.
一听到 Wesley, 我们很多人大概都比较熟悉了，对吧？
When we heard Wesley, we probably know the name.
哦，她有一个非常有名的儿子叫什么？
She has a very famous son.
叫约翰卫斯理。
John Wesley.
啊，实际上不单约翰卫斯理， Charles Wesley 都很有名。
Not only John Wesley, Charles Wesley is also very famous.
Susanna Wesley.
Susanna Wesley.
她呢，从来没有讲过一篇道。
She never preached a sermon.
没有写过任何一本书。
Never published a book.
没有建立过任何一个教会。
Never founded a church.
但是苏珊娜被称为是整个寻道运动的母亲。
But Susanna Wesley is known as the mother of Methodism.
那她对神的这个信仰和虔诚，深深的影响了她的儿子约翰卫斯理 ，Charles Wesley。
The example of faith and religious reverence she set for her children, John and Charles Lee.
那她的儿子们就带领这样的伟大的属灵复兴运动。
They inspired them to become powerful spiritual leaders and to launch the Methodist movement.
开始这个寻道的这样一个运动。
So started the Methodism.
那苏珊娜呢？她是1669年出生在英国的一个清教徒的家庭。
So Susanna was born in 1669 in Puritan family.
那她在20岁的时候呢，就嫁给了一个圣公会的牧师，就 Samuel Wesley.
So when she was 19 years old, she married.
他们一共生了19个孩子。
They have 19 kids.
但是呢，因为生活的艰难，只有9个顺利长大成人。
But only 9 grow to be adults.
所以你就知道他们实际上是经历很多很多不容易，你想。19孩子10个都夭亡。
So they experience a lot of hardship. Just think about 19 kids, only 10 of them died.
那苏珊娜在年轻的时候她就决定。
So when Susanna was young, she decided.
那时候她还是一个很小的孩子，说我不要像周围的孩子那样花很多的时间在这些游玩游乐上面。
So she doesn't want her kids to spend too much time playing.
她说我愿意用更多的时间来读经和祷告。
She wants to spend time read the Bible and pray.
她在家里面给自己的孩子这个 homeschool.
So she homeschooled all her kids.
她花了很多的心思来教导每个孩子。
She spent a lot of time and energy to teach all the kids.
她在百忙当中抽出时间。
So even though she's very busy, she make time.
虽然她没有去出版这个书籍，但她为自己的孩子写了三本属灵的教科书。
So she wrote three spiritual book for her kids, even though she did not publish it.
她认真教导他们圣经的真理。
She devoted to teach them Bible truth.
那约翰卫斯理是她的第15个孩子。
John Wesley is his 15th son.
也是著名的布道家。
And is a very famous evangelist.
是卫理公会的创立者。
Is the Methodist founder.
带领了英国福音信仰的大复兴。
So lead a very great spiritual revival in England.
那 Charles Wesley 是他的第18个孩子。
Charles Wesley is her 18th kid.
是一位非常杰出的圣诗的作者。
She's a very outstanding hymn songwriter.
一生创作了数千首的诗歌。
In all his life, he wrote more than thousands of hymn songs.
直到今天，有的诗歌还传唱，还在我们的诗歌本里面。
And even today, we still sing some of his songs.
一位敬虔的母亲。
A very devoted mother.
然后对自己的孩子有多么美好的影响。
The wonderful influence of the mother to the kids.
而且这份的祝福能够世世代代的传递下去。
And this blessing passed down through generations.
直到今天的世人还在蒙福。
And even though today people are still experience the blessing from her.
亲爱的母亲们
，Dear mothers，
让我们来思想我们在神那里那一份荣耀的 圣召。
Let's think about the blessed calling from God to be a mother.
我们每个人也都有一个选择。
Everyone has a choice.
我们是养育什么样的一位孩子？
What kind of kids are we raising up?
是为神养育敬虔的下一代？
Are we raising up devoted Christians for God?
还是把我们的孩子拱手交给这个世界？
Or are we handed our kids to the world?
求神施恩。
May God have mercy.
让我们来持守这份荣耀的护照。
May we also hold on to the calling from God, the blessed calling from God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，伟大的神，感谢赞美你。
Dear God, great Father, we give thanks to you.
为我们的每一位妈妈深深的感恩。
We give thanks for every mother here.
把荣耀颂赞都归给我们的主，我们的王，我们的神。
We give glory and honor to our God, our Lord, our King.
在这个母亲节的主日
On this Mother's Day Sunday
求神你也再次提醒我们
We pray that you will remind us again
今天我们处在这个世界这个时代甚至是越来越发的充满了罪恶
We are in a world that more and more sinful things are being done
家庭是我们孩子的避风的港湾
Our family is the safe harbor for our kids
也是我们带给他们属灵影响的地方
and the place that we can bring them a spiritual influence
也是引导他们能够更完全的来到神的面前
and the place that we can bring them completely to you
求神赐福我们做父做母的
we pray that you will bless the fathers and mothers here
祝福我们每一位
bless everyone 阿们
耶稣基督的名阿们